And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. Welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. Folks, important message today. Please, please listen very carefully to what I'm going to tell you. Your life may depend on it. Your pocketbook certainly does. Your thoughts, your philosophies, everything can be affected. Your family will be seriously impacted. This today will be a warning. I will be sounding a warning. I'm not trying to be dramatic. God didn't put me here to be dramatic, but simply to tell the truth. You know, I don't really have a big job here at this ministry. I really don't. All I have to do is just, well, I investigate things, I research things, I study things. But really, I just tell the truth. God fills up my mind, my thoughts, with truth. And I suppose if I don't convey that on, if I don't pass and distribute the truth, if I don't share it with you, my good friends, then I'll explode. I don't know how to describe it to you, but if I cannot share the truth, I will explode. And you don't want me to explode, do you? No, I don't want to explode. I'd make a big mess. They say my mind is empty, but it may be full of something up there. I don't know. I don't know what kind of colored gel material, but it could be ugly if I explode. But what I'm going to say is serious. We can joke about things, and sometimes it's good just to take a step back. You know, we used to be in the old days when I was in the Air Force. Things would be happening. I'd be, we'd be on some kind of emergency basis or rehearsal of war going on when I was over in Europe or Asia. And at the moment of the greatest crisis, it seemed, when everything was breaking loose and our phones were going and we were getting messages from higher headquarters, do this, do that, quickly, quickly, rush it. I would just lean back in my chair, put my feet on my desk and say, well, Tex, take a 5-minute break. Relax just a minute. You know, everything is going to be okay. I believe as Christians, we should do that every once in a while. We should sit back. I have an old saying around here. I say it a lot. People probably get tired of it, but it's true. We've got it made. We know where we're going. We know the end result if you belong to Jesus Christ. Some people, of course, don't want me to speak about religious things, spiritual matters. They say, just give the news. Talk about world events, the economy. Talk about politics. Talk about what's going on behind the scenes in Washington, D.C. Friends, there's time for all of that, and I enjoy doing it. I enjoy exposing evildoers and their wicked ways. But again, the spiritual always trumps the material. Keep that in mind. The message today I want to give to you, the warning that I'm sending is this. America is unraveling. America is unraveling. Have you ever had anything that unraveled? You just couldn't keep it together. I don't know what it could be. You know, a ball of yarn and the cat grabs it and it starts, gets his claws on it. And boy, it just starts unwinding. You ever had anything like that? I recall one time we were pushing a car. You know, I was a young man. We were trying to push it over the side of the road because the motor had gone out. And unfortunately, we didn't realize there wasn't much of a shoulder there. And the next thing we know, the car was going a lot faster than we had thought because it was going downhill and we couldn't keep up with it. And it met with a tree, you know, about 50 feet down. And that was sort of a bad calamity on our parts. And my friend's father wasn't too happy about the matter either. But he should have kept the motor running better, right? Well, no, we had to pay for the damage and all that. Things happen. What I want you to understand is that was an example of something that was accidental. It just happened. Things happen in our life. Yeah, the cat grabs the ball of yarn. It gets unwound. It's unraveled. But there are some things that are done on purpose. They're intentional. And I believe there is an elite, an evil group of men. They're worldwide. And they want America to become unraveled. And their greatest victories come through chaos. As you know, the 33rd degree Masonic motto is Ordo ab Chao. Order out of chaos. They create the problems. They create the chaos. And then, of course, they come forward as the saviors, as the messiahs, as the fixers. And they say, we are the brain trust. We are the wise men. We can fix this. Give us more power. On 9/11, around 3,000 Americans died. And they already had a preposterous story about how it happened. It was done by these 19 Arabs or so. Give us power. Give us authority. Relinquish your civil rights, your constitutional rights, and we will go after the bad people. But you must allow us to be your brains. And so they've created this great infrastructure of a police state, of a terror police state, complete with gulag camps all ready to be filled with people like you and me and our loved ones. And we gave them the authority. We gave them everything they wanted, including trillions of dollars. And 4,000 of our young men and women are dead. And probably 100,000 more have lost limbs and have been maimed and injured in these worthless, useless wars in the Middle East. All of this on purpose. And I want you to know today, friends, there is a process of global and United States destabilization underway. What do you think is really happening in the Middle East? Destabilization, that's the word, my friends, in every country, in Egypt, in Syria, in Yemen, in Libya. You don't think the people agitated and rebelled overnight, spontaneously on their own, do you? You don't think those nations will end up with a democratic government or a constitution written by 21st century men on the same level with Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and Ben Franklin? You don't believe that, do you? If you do, you're an idiot. Those things were precipitated. They're caused. They were planned out, and they're happening according to the schedule. Destabilization, chaos is created. And then they, the conspirators, can operate. I mean, the whole world map was changed because of World War I. They created the chaos, and then they came along with their Versailles peace treaty and all this nonsense and jabberwocked the whole world, creating units here and units here, changing the names of countries, unraveling empires and groups and ethnic composition peoples. And World War II, think about it, 50 million people perished in the flames of World War II. But afterwards, look at all the hell that came with the communists being given a great victory throughout Eastern Europe with Mao Zedong and the red communists taking over the gigantic nation of China and so forth. Hell was unleashed because of the chaos. They thrive on chaos. Monsters love chaos. You know, I've done a lot of study of psychopaths. And these people are psychopaths. And please understand me. When a person says to me, I have a stalker that keeps harassing and bullying and threatening me. I have this person that does ABC. It could be, you know, an ex-boyfriend, an ex-husband, an ex-wife. It could be your next door neighbor who goes nuts over something you do. You have a stalker. You have a psychopath. They say, what can I do about it? You know what I tell them? Get away from the person. Stay away from him. You feed them energy when you go along with their chaos. The best thing is have nothing to do with them. Well, unfortunately, we're stuck with Barack Obama. We're stuck with all of the psychopathic congressmen, Republicans and Democrats that we have. We're stuck with Ben Bernanke, the chairman as chairman of the Fed Reserve, we're stuck with all of these people, the IMF and the United Nations and this group and that group and all of these international organizations, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bohemian Grove, and on and on and on. We're stuck with them all because we have never done one thing about them in the last century, and they have gained a stronghold, and now they have their hands around our neck. That's right. They have their bony fingers around our very necks, and they're strangling us to death. But death doesn't come all at once. It's a process, a chaotic process. And as that process goes on, people are get fearful and scared. And they agree to give up their rights, their liberties, their freedoms, anything to stop the chaos and to create more tranquil, peaceful conditions. Folks, you give up your energies, you give up your strengths, you give up your rights and your freedom to monstrous psychopathic individuals, and that's just the beginning of what they will take from you. And we're in a process now of destabilization. I'm going to give you the outlook of it. I'm going to tell you what I believe we need to do later on in the program. I'm going to give you step by step some of the things that are going on that you have to look for. Just watch the news every day and you'll see these things. You'll understand what I'm talking about America unraveling. First of all, our economy is at a danger point. They tell us a recovery is underway. Well, when you print money like the Fed Reserve does and you give trillions of dollars in free money to banks that are controlled by their friends, those banks will spend a great deal of the money on the economy, and the economy has been growing some. I mean, if I had a printing plant in the basement of my home and I could print unlimited amounts of $20 bills or $100 bills, and they were negotiable throughout the world, I could create a nice little economy for Tex-Mars, couldn't you, friends? But that's not real economy. That's not what a real economy is based on. A real economy is based on people who work, who save, who care about their jobs, who care about their families, who support their families, who support their communities, who build homes, who buy useful things. And the economy keeps turning and turning and improving and improving. As the labor force grows more trained and more talented and more capable, and the labor force is allowed the freedom without restriction to use their innovation, their creativity, they're unshackled by the government. The government leaves them alone. That's true freedom, and that is a true economy. But what we've had since 2000, well, really, we can go all the way back to around 1912 or 1913 when the IRS and the Fed Reserve System was created and all those things. But certainly since the Great Recession set in, that we call it now the Great Recession, that began in 2008 and flowered in 2009, since that time, we have had the printing presses going nonstop. In an electronic blizzard of money going to corporations and multinational banks around the world, not to you and me as the little people. We don't get to see it. They do. They throw us their crumbs, dear friends. Now, the dollar is in a downfall. Down, down, down. The more money you print, the less every dollar is worth. Think about that. The nation of Iran has now begun to exchange its oil for the Chinese currency, the yuan. The Chinese yuan could become the global currency, replacing the dollar. And why shouldn't it? They're keeping it artificially strong with our help. The Eurozone, meanwhile, is collapsing too. It's not the Europeans that are doing this to us. And all of these people out there that used to say, oh, they're going to create a European community, and from that the Antichrist will come. Yes, yes, it's Rome that is our enemy, and Europe will be where the beast comes out of. Oh, shut up. Haven't you ever read Revelation 11? It says exactly where the beast is going to come out of. and it's not Europe. So get real and read the Bible sometime, all you so-called prophecy teachers out there of the Christian church. And I've met every one of you, all the big names. I know all about you. I know who you really are. I've gone to your prophecy conferences. I've studied your ministries. What a scandal that would be if I started talking about some of those big names in the Christian prophecy ministries. But they are all in lockstep. Of course, now they've changed it a little bit. Maybe, you know, maybe it's not Europe. Maybe it's not the European community that's going to bring forth the Antichrist, they say. Maybe he'll be a Muslim. Yes, the Muslim Antichrist is at hand. It's the Muslims. Yes, they are the world power that we have to face in the last days. Shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. Islam certainly is not a religion of God. Allah is not God. And Muhammad is not the prophet of the true God. Read the New Testament of the Holy Bible if you want to know who is God and who the Messiah really is and who is his, who are his prophets and who are not. Read that and you'll know. But listen, we can crunch if we wanted to, and I don't want to. We could crunch all the Arab nations like ants with our military power, our abilities, even economic diplomatic abilities and capabilities. And we're going in the process of doing exactly that. And they have nothing to fight back with. Look at the Palestinians. What have they got? A few rocks to fight the Israeli tanks and helicopter gunships that we've given Israel? What are the Palestinians going to do but become slaves of superior military monstrous power called the Israeli Defense Forces? I mean, we talk about Iran could develop a nuclear bomb, but Israel already has at least 200 nuclear bombs. There's the danger, not these Iranians who have equipment that's so old, so outdated. Much of it is from the days of the Shah of Iran. Goodness gracious, what lies we're being told. I understand there's a book named Harbinger by some Jew who claims he's a Christian Jewish rabbi. Oh, yeah, sure. Jesus said, let no man call you rabbi. He said, call no man rabbi. So anybody comes to you and says, yes, I'm a Christian rabbi. Shut up. What you are is a faker. But he's got a book called Harbinger, I understand the title. And he buys in all this. Oh, yes, it's the Muslims. If you read the book of Revelation, you'd know it says something about the synagogue of Satan, not the mosque of Omar. So you don't know what you're talking about. You know, a lot of Christian leaders could become way more wise if they read the Bible 5 minutes a day. I can read Revelation 1, 2, and 3 in 5 minutes. And know more about Bible prophecy. And you can do it too. Listen to me. Take 5 minutes and read Revelation 1, 2, and 3. And you'll know more about prophecy than almost every so-called Christian prophecy teacher that's put out some junk book. Take 5 minutes. Read Revelations 1, 2, and 3. If you can have an hour to spare, read all the way to Revelation 12. You'll know more than Hal Lindsey, Dave Hunt, who are all those guys? The guy from, I don't know. Well, John Hagee. Goodness. I think all you have to do is take a dart and throw it at a verse and it will confront and refute John Hagee. I'm not for throwing darts at the Bible, by the way. I'm just saying, you know, sort of like the stock market. Jerry's over there commenting. You probably can't hear him on the air. Every year that some group takes out a dartboard and puts the name of stocks, you know, Wall Street stocks on it. And then they stand a certain distance and they have somebody throw the dart at the stocks. And they choose like the top 10 stocks that way from a dartboard, just throwing a dart. Then they get a team of, I mean, actually experts, Wall Street experts and authorities, the top analysts, the people that run the big mutual funds, and they get their picks and they compare the two. Now they do all this around January the 1st. At the end of the year on December 31st, they see which did the best, which would have made you more money, the dartboard or the experts. It's almost always the dartboard. You know, they did the same thing with these soothsayers, you know, astrologists, that go into the National Enquirer and the Sun and all these tabloids. The same thing. They wrote down every time they gave a prediction, and then they just took a dartboard of what might happen to the world. You know, this stock market crash, this. The dartboard was better than all of the astrologers and the soothsayers. The nice thing, though, is if you just read the Bible, it's correct 100% of the time. We have a sure guide, the Bible says, in prophecy. Well, Bible prophecy, that is. The Eurozone is collapsing. Oh, they've been able to prop it up with Fed Reserve trillions going, our money going into it. They're having a harder and harder time. First of all, the economy over there is weak because they've been a bunch of big spenders. When you guarantee people a nanny state from cradle to grave, you know you're going to run out of money sooner or later. You're a profligate spender. I've seen young couples get married, and I know sort of what each of them make, each of them work, the wife, the husband. And I watch what they buy, you know, what kind of place they live in, a house or an apartment. I see how they dress. And when I see them around, I say, well, how have you all been doing? Well, fine, we just got back from our vacation. You know, we took the kids to Disney World. Next year we're going to go to Europe or we're going to do this. That's fine. Okay, good. I know where they're headed. Some of them are headed for bankruptcy. Others are headed for definite financial problems. It might be hard, and this is a terrible thing to say, for their marriage to survive, because money problems are the biggest heartbreakers there are. Shouldn't be that way. If we weren't always trying to keep up with the Jones family, it wouldn't be that way. But it's true, I can see where they're going, and I can see where Europe was going. I used to live over in Europe. I saw what was happening. You know, when you take countries like Italy and Spain and Greece, and workers were demanding and getting like 6 to 8 week vacations a year from the government and from their companies, 6 to 8 vacations, 40 something holidays a year they would take off. Then they would throw these in Italy, in these places, they would throw 1 and 2 day strikes and just walk off the job constantly. And then they'd have these benefits from cradle to grave. You know, full medical and all this, so just like Obamacare, and retirement benefits are just incredible. But they allowed them, you know, well, I would talk to people in France and they would say, yes, I'm going to retire at age 55. We have a better retirement system than America. Yeah, well, I want to talk to those people today. Their retirement system is in great jeopardy. Yeah, all right. Many of them retired at 55. In Greece, they have a retirement age of 60. Folks, I'm 67. I'm not ready to quit working. I'm not. I'm enjoying myself. Exposing evil is fun. Okay. I'm going to work a long time. Until God retires me. You know, there is a time when God says, okay, you've done enough. I don't know, you've had enough, whatever it takes. Go out to pasture, you know. Oh, and I consider pasture heaven, by the way. But, you know, maybe God has other plans for me. Whatever God wants to do, okay, I'll quit. If God says it, you know, all right, I'll do it. Oil prices. You know, oil is, it seems to be the most precious resource, and the economies go up and down with oil. The oil price has begun to be delevered recently. You know, it went up to about 120 in the worldwide markets just recently. Now it's back down to about $95, $97 a barrel. You know, that hurts China because we made China into a great colossus by letting Israel launder the oil from Iraq. That's right, laundering the oil through the Chinese oil companies. China's been getting the oil from Iraq for $2 a barrel. Think about that. That was the meaning for the Iraq War, so we can make China into a great colossus. Their oil companies are becoming the greatest in the world. They're going to be bigger than ExxonMobil, Chevron, Shell, and all of the others. How are they getting so huge, China Oil Company and PetroChina? Because the oil from Iraq is being stolen from the Iraqis. Oh, yeah, they're getting paid $2 a barrel. So with American military guarding everything over there and military mercenaries mostly guarding things in Iraq, The oil is coming up out of the ground and is piped through two huge pipelines over across the west to the Mediterranean through Israel and southern Lebanon. And BP oil tankers nonstop going around the seas over to China bringing all that oil. Guess where America's buying a lot of its oil now? If it doesn't buy it from the Middle East, from the Arab sheikhs, it has to buy it from China. We have plenty of oil in America, but Obama and Bush before him would not let the oil companies sell their oil to foreign nations. Japan is forced to pay up to $10 per cubic feet of natural gas. They closed all their nuclear plants. And they need to buy natural gas and oil to run their electric power plants in Japan. Why did they close their nuclear plants down? Because of Fukushima. What happened there? They didn't want anything like that to happen again. So they said, we need natural gas. We need oil. And the United States says, you Japanese people, we control you. You don't have any natural resources of your own. Buy from China, our good friend. Now, America, right now today, you can buy natural gas. The price on the market is $2.44. But China will sell it to you for $10. You know, I think I'd rather buy it from America, the natural gas, and America is awash with it. It's coming out of our ears. All these small, you know, wildcat oil type oil companies are just bringing up natural gas like crazy. All over America, we're rich in natural gas. But guess what? Bush and Obama said, no, we will not let you sell to foreign nations. In other words, we'd rather it sit in the ground. We'd rather Americans not get one penny from all its natural resources so that China can become rich. So Japan is forced to pay China $10, and America can't sell its natural gas for $2.44 to anyone. They're cutting off all the spigots. All the storage tanks are full all over America. Do you see what's happening? Friends, we could be the richest country on earth. And I want to talk more about that at some other time. But they are on purpose cutting the oil spigot in America. And they're claiming it's the mean old environmentalists that are doing it. No, no, it's the big elitist. They sponsor and they control the environmental groups. Who do you think funds the Sierra Club, Greenpeace, Earth First, the Earth Battalion, all of those radical environmental groups? Who do you think pays for all of their activities? They're the unwashed crazies. They don't have any money. They're a bunch of, you know, retrograde hippies. Let me explain something to you, friends. It's the conspiratorial elite. It's the Illuminati people that I've exposed on this program. They run the environmental movement and tell it what to do. The environmental movement, all of its leaders don't take one little bitty one-inch step without the approval of the big boys on Wall Street. They pretend to be radical, Democratic Party, left-wing environmentalist. Shut up! They're in the pockets of the big plutocrats on Wall Street and in Manhattan. Zionist billionaires. That's who controls the environmental movement. And it's breaking the back of America. Breaking our back. When we come back, I've got so much more for you. We're going to go very fast. You might want to get a piece of paper and take notes because we're going to go through it. Folks, it's my privilege to be here, to be your host. I'm greatly pleased that you're my friend. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Power of Prophecy. Well, this is Tex Mars back again. You know, if you want to find out more about what I'm talking about today, about America unraveling, please, I suggest you go to my book, my newest book, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. $25, add $5 for shipping and handling, a total of $30. Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. And my new video, Die, America, Die. What a title. die, America, die. That's what the elite want to happen to America. They want this new world order, and they've got to beat down America, take from us, and redistribute to the rest of the world. They won't let us have an oil industry that can sell to all the world. No, 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 no. They bottle up all of our resources and blame the environmentalist. And Obama cooperates with it. But don't think that Bush and Clinton and all the way back to Richard Nixon didn't cooperate with it too. They had their fake oil shortages too. I remember in the days of Richard Nixon, the lines would be miles long just to get it to one gas station to buy $5 worth. Nixon was part of all this too. You'll find out more in my video, Die, America, Die. You'll find out what's going on, who's behind it, and it'll make you mad. It'll make you angry, and that's good. You know, being angry, being indignant could be the first step. I suggest you get my video, 80 minutes long, Die, America, Die. Invite your friends over. You know, feed them. Give them a nice meal. Give them a nice dessert. And tell them, you know, don't let it be a big surprise. See, I've got this great video by Tex Mars, and I want you to see it. I think your friends, when they see the evidence in this, I present the evidence in the video. It's not just me talking. No, 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 no. You'll see New York Times, Wall Street Journal. You'll see Newsweek. You'll see, of course, I don't necessarily trust all of those, but you'll see a lot more. You'll see the London Guardian newspaper, the London Independent. You'll see headlines and information, intelligence sources. I mean, I bring in everything from Tokyo to India to wherever, news sources, and put it all together so that people can understand it. What is being covered up? Why don't we get this news? You will not see things anywhere on the mainstream media that you will see in Die, America, Die. People see it and they're just shocked. They're flabbergasted. And understand something, friends. I haven't had, Jerry, have we had one returned yet? Die, America, Die? No. No, nobody's returning this thing. Many people say, Tex, this is the best video you've ever produced. And since we produced probably 30 videos, 35, something like that since we've been here. Remember, we've been here a quarter of a century. A lot of people say, Tex, how can you stay in business 25 years? Well, let's see, we've had to go through 4 years of IRS audits and visits from the FBI and threats and intimidation. And oh, my goodness gracious. We've gone through it, haven't we, Jerry? But hey, we're still here. We're still operating. We're still telling the truth. Some people say, Tex, how can you keep doing this and not be closed down? Maybe you're one of them and they let you stay open. Oh, yeah, sure. I'm one of them. Oh, brother. Yeah, we're one of them. Listen, friends, there's one reason I am here. I have a great friend. That's right. He's sort of the hidden one. He's the one that, you know, you can talk to him. You can meet him yourself. It's a stunning thing when you do for the first time. Get the New Testament, Matthew chapter 1, and it tells everything about him. Yeah, that's the nice thing. This is sort of the open rebellion. We're open about it. We're transparent. You can see through everything. Folks, I'm just a small town Texas boy from East Texas, a little town called Port Neches. I lived about, half a mile, I guess, from the river. Walked down the river. We used to go fishing down there. We never caught anything but mean old garfish. couldn't eat them. They had so many bones. But we had fun doing it sometimes. Oh, the water was so dirty from all the chemical plants, you didn't want to. In fact, they had signs up, no swimming. No drinking of water. That's why they only had the garfish. They could live everywhere. They were just junk fish. But boy, they were big. They were powerful. Some of them like 50 pounds, these monsters, from eating trash. If you watch the mainstream long enough, you'll become like those garfish. Just a trash fish. Not worth anything. But if you read great things and you see great things like God will give you in your mind and imagination, you'll grow. And that's when it's true. All the sharks will come after you. There's no doubt about that. But you'll be faster than them. You'll be much more sleek, much more fast. Engineered for glory. That's what Jesus Christ does for you. Okay. All right. Now, how to get this book? $30. for Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. It's a big book, folks. It's a big book. Another one of Tex Mars's encyclopedic specials. Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. $30 total, including shipping. You can get my video, Die America Die, for $25. Add $5, it's $30. So you can get both for $60. I guarantee you, you will not regret it. Unless you're a Tex Mars hater and you don't want to know the truth, you want to stifle the truth, then buy it anyway, just so you can scream and holler and use profanities and curse because you didn't want the truth out. That's okay. Buy it for that reason. I like, a lot of people buy my books for that reason. They just want to curse me and curse the truth and curse the one whom I serve, named Jesus. He's my secret friend. But I told you I'd be transparent. I'd let you know. Okay, here's how to get our book, our video. Go to our website, powerofprophecy.com, or remember my name, texmars.com. It's misspelled. I know it. TexMarrs. I blame my mother and the midwife. They spell my name wrong when I was born on the birth certificate. But my mother's one of the sweetest gals in the world. She's 93, still alive, still serving God. She's my role model. Yeah, 93 years old, has all her mind, and I'm telling you, woo, she keeps up with things. She watches news and all that, you know. My mother, I think, only went to about the third or the fifth grade way back then. But she's smarter than all the university professors I met at the three universities I've taught at. How about that, folks? What do they say about a PhD? That it means pile higher and deeper? I'm not demeaning people with PhDs. You know, I've got an education myself. It's great for you. But I've always felt that reading the scriptures was much more instructive for me than all those university textbooks. But okay, you can write to us. Send us $30 for the video, Die America Die, or $30 for the book, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. Write to us at Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. And you know what? You can call us. We have friendly people here. They really are. They'd love to talk with you about ordering. They don't have time really to counsel and things like that. But you'll like their cheery voice because they really do care. And they love you. They consider you part of the family. You call here, you're a member of the family, okay? We're going to sign you up. No, we're not going to sign you up as a member of the family, but we'll consider you one anyway, okay? We'll treat you like one. Our phone number, of course, is toll-free, 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. Hey, I want to mention to you, Rosario Velasquez works for us here at Shipping, and when we get sort of short of personnel, we need another person on the phone. Rosario is going to be helping on the phone. Now, let me tell you something about Rosario. I first came to know Rosario, must have been 15 years ago. She and her husband moved here from Central America. And guess what? They had green cards. And guess what? They have become citizens of the United States. And so they're legitimate people. They're legal people. They love America. And I'll never forget the day it brought tears to my eyes that Rosario and her husband Marcos came in to see me. And Rosario said, "We would like for you to be our guest when we become a U.S. citizen, Mr. Tex." They call me Mr. Tex. Okay. And the U.S. Senator, John Cornyn from Texas, Republican, was at this big, they had a lot of people there. It was a big auditorium. But, you know, it did bring tears to my eyes to see Rosario and Marcos, and they have precious little kids. And we've seen them every time. In fact, we saw them when they were little babies in the diet. They came here to America without children. They were all born here. But believe me, this is a couple that works hard. They own their own home. They pay taxes. They're good citizens. And we've been delighted to have Rosario work for us. How long has Rosario worked here for us, Jerry? I think I've known her for well over 15 years. And I think she's worked for us one way or another for all that time. And her husband worked for us for a long time, too. And but I'll tell you, she loves America. She's not going to go back. She loves this country. And her kids are precious. They really are. They're, you know, friends, a lot of us were immigrants. I don't have anything against legal immigrants, but I'm going to expose illegals. I'm going to do it. I'm sorry. That's the way it goes. I'm going to expose the fact that La Raza wants to recapture the Southwest and Texas and return it to Mexico. And they're being favored by the Council on Foreign Relations for doing so. Well, I'm going to expose that kind of nonsense. Rosario doesn't want anything to do with those kind of people. She doesn't want to carve America up. She doesn't want to turn it into part of the Mexican, back to the Mexican Empire or anything else. She wants America to stay strong. And she wants to have all the freedoms of America in our Constitution. And she wants her children to know about George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and our great history. That's the kind of immigrants we want. Anyway, every once in a while, Rosario might answer the phone and say, this is Rosario. You know, text Mars Power Prophecy. May I help you? And when she does, you'll know that Rosario, she's okay. Okay? She is really okay. We love her here. And as I said, it was a proud, proud day for her and for Wanda and I when she became a naturalized American citizen. She cannot become president. Barack Obama, listen up. Rosario or Marcos will never become president of the United States, but they are already good citizens of the United States of America. And I suspect they took their green cards and burned them. Why? Because they had these certificates signed that say you are a citizen of the United States. You know, I've checked out my background. I think it was my great-great-grandfather that came over a long time ago from Scotland. Now, on my mother's side, I think it was England. And somewhere in there we got some, I don't know, there's all French and, you know. I thought my mother was French. She told me she was, but she didn't know. It was so far back, but I did just a little study on genealogy, and it came out English. And my dad had blonde hair. My mother had dark hair. And but she thought, you know, French. Her maiden name is Slayton, S-L-A-T-O-N. I thought it was like Slaton, you know, French. But I checked. It turns out it's English. So I can't wait to go home, you know, see my mom. She lives about 300 miles from here. Say, Mother, you said you were French. Well, you're English. And I'm sure her eyes will get big and she'll laugh big about it. She doesn't care what she is. She's American. She was she's born here. She's going to die here. She don't want to go anywhere else. Oh, I tell you, I love it. Okay, let's return to our regular program now. We're talking about America unraveling. You know, the Muslim Arab world is being destabilized by U.S. and NATO forces. That's the reason we killed Gaddafi, stole his oil, stole his gold, stole his country. That's the reason we're in Syria now. It's not that Syria has a dictator. They all have dictators. It's that we want that country destabilized. They're building a greater Israel empire in the Middle East. We're helping the Jews do it. We're destabilizing it. And watch out, Arab sheikhs. You may be next. You're in our pockets now. You do whatever the Americans say and the Israelis say. That's right. Saudi Arabia does whatever Netanyahu and the Israelis tell him to do. He may act like a big Arab shaking king. He's shaking in his boots right now. He knows we can overthrow him anytime we want. That's why we're not beholden to the Middle East for oil. We can start producing all the oil we wanted in America. We've got so much underground and out in our coastal areas. And guess what? The Middle East would be dumped. They would be nothing if we quit buying their oil. They have to do whatever we tell them to do. Same thing China. China really, you know, we're giving them all the oil from Iraq. We could cut it off tomorrow. We could break their back. But it's been decided China will be the great colossus. America will be destroyed. You know why? They think we're too big for our britches, to use an old East Texas saying. Did you hear what I said? They think we have lorded it over the rest of the world. We have our Constitution. We have our great history. We have our freedoms and liberties, and they're going to take them away from us. And we've been blessed by God with all of these natural resources and riches and our ingenuity, our brains, our hard work. And they're going to take that away from us too. That's what, one of the reasons for all the jobs outsourcing and all that stuff. Let me tell you something else that's happening about this unraveling. It's going on around the world. That's what I'm telling you now. We're using war in the Middle East. And as General Butler once said, the commandant of the U.S. Marines, war is a racket. U.S. military forces are now rampant with bad discipline, low morale. They're carrying on sullen mutinies. That's why they're going nuts and they're killing local people. They're committing atrocities. This happened toward the end of the Vietnam War. Then they began killing their own commanders, fragging them and so forth. You see, the American military right now knows that they have been used as idiots and cannon fodder in these useless conflicts in Iraq, Afghanistan, elsewhere. Do you understand? How would it make you feel if you lost a limb, an eye, an arm, half your brain? How would you feel knowing it was a worthless, useless war? That's what happened in Vietnam. They began taking drugs, alcohol, I mean, the suicide rate is skyrocketing. And women that are in the military, I don't think you ought to be there. You're going to be raped. You're going to be battered. You're the weaker sex. You say, well, we have equal rights now. Okay, go on in and be raped and battered. I'm telling you right now. Don't do it if you're a woman. Not because I'm some old fuddy-duddy that doesn't believe in women. Women can do a lot of things. But when you're out there and there's 50 guys and they're all on drugs and alcohol and many of them have been dumbed down, a lot of these guys first thought that they were doing it for America, for democracy. We really were going to, you know, throw out all the dictators and put wonderful, loving democracy, peaceful prime ministers and presidents in office in all of those Arab countries. Oh, come on. Give it up, folks. It's not going to happen. We're not there to nation build and bring democracy, regardless of what George W. Bush, what lies he told you, or Barack Obama. And we didn't go there to capture or to kill somebody named Osama bin Laden. That's baloney. Now, meanwhile, while our military forces are rampant with bad discipline and really not even able to fight right now, we're getting licked by the Taliban. They probably only have at most several hundred fighters. And they're beating us. We have over 100,000 troops there. And our troops don't want to be there. Why do you think it is that it is absolutely a fact when Congressman Ron Paul said most of the military, they've done surveys, and most of the military forces over in Afghanistan, Iraq, and elsewhere support Ron Paul for president? You know why? Because he'll bring all the troops home. Plus, he'll audit and end the Fed Reserve. He'll stop all the stupid wars and the sergeants and the privates and the airmen and the seamen. And yes, even many of the generals and colonels and captains and so forth, they say, right on, Ron Paul, we're going to vote for you. They're not for Romney. They're not for Obama. And it's not because they're anti-Mormon or anti-black. Many of them are black, the troops, that is. They know they're being used and abused and killed and maimed for nothing. Now, friends, right here in America, a gigantic socialist welfare state is being erected. Unbelievable. Billions being given by the criminal USA government to illegal aliens, to blacks, to Hispanics, to create dependency and a new kind of shock troop youth corps. Did you know that when Obama, when he was running for office as president, he said his goal is to create a youth army, a new kind of civilian army that will be even bigger and greater than our armed forces that are in uniform. You see, in the Soviet Union, they had the youth corps called Komsomol. In the Nazi era, they had the Nazi youth. Listen to me. That's what Obama wants to create. We'll have a couple of million Trayvon Martins, gangsta people, shooting the satanic hand sign, going out and killing white people and black people. A shock troop system of red youth brigades. I think that's the meaning of Occupy. They're training these dumbed down, stupid white kids who don't know how good they've got it. But right now they see things are a mess. They don't know what to do. They're so confused and their brains are so addled. Let's talk about the youth of this country. They're unemployed. They're uneducated. Now I know you can say, Tex, there's more young people today with college degrees than ever in history. That's right. And they're dopey, stupid college degrees that don't stand for anything. I met a young man, a black man, last year. I said, what are you getting a degree in as a college student? He said, black studies. Black studies? You're becoming an idiot, is what I told him in a very nice way. He didn't agree with me. He believes in the Jesse Jacksons and the Al Sharptons. Friends, listen to me. The American youth are the lost generation. And you young people, listen to me. You know it's true. You're lost in fantasy movies and all of these video games like Grand Theft and the others and sex and drugs and alcohol. You're being bribed. Your brain is addled by all these drugs, but you're being bribed with government education loans. And I know kids that have been in college 6, 7, 8, even 10 years and still haven't got a 4-year college degree. Their parents, their grandparents keep giving them money and they get all these government loans and they're really not even trying to finish. They're just partying all the time. And whatever the bureaucrats and the techno moguls that make all these video games and the internet games tell them, they believe. And when Obama says, yes, we can, they go, yeah, man, yeah. I'm going to give you hope, says Obama. Yeah, man, yeah. Give us money. That's hope. We want to buy McDonald's burgers and we want to buy a pot and ecstasy and the newest drug that turns our minds on. That's what a lot of them are thinking. Not all of them, of course. There's some fine young Christian youth, but even they are all messed up in their minds. They're all shacking up together and having sex at the same rate as people who are atheists and Buddhists and Hindus. In other words, Christian youth don't see anything wrong with premarital sex, fornication, shacking up together, and yet they go to church calling themselves Christians. And all their music at the churches have been changed. The hymns and such have been thrown out the window, and the new emerging church gives them rock music and girls with, you know, come on. Come on, you know what's going on. The church is being sodomized spiritually. It is. The church is being sodomized spiritually, and it's turning into a rat's hole of Satanism from sea to shining sea, and pastors are too afraid to even tell their flocks what's going on. They're afraid they'll lose their cushy jobs, their benefits, their parsonage, meaning their big homes. I know how it goes, folks. You do too. And let's go to the Homeland Security. The Big Brother state is being ramped up. The Department of Homeland Security, what a name that is, ordered 750 million hollow shell bullets recently. I want you to think about that. There are 300 million people living in America. Now, I don't know how many of those are adults, but let's say 220 million adults. And the Department of Homeland Security has ordered 750 million. I mean, where are they going to store these things? Hollow shell bullets. Let's see, now that makes about 3.5 bullets for every man and woman in America. Your name, we might as well say metaphorically, is on 3 bullets. And these are the hollow shell kind that are illegal in most countries around the world. They do the most damage. They're the killer bullets. Even our military doesn't have these kind of bullets. Don't you see what's happening? What are they storing 750 million hollow shell bullets for? To kill people. They're going to kill a lot of us. You know, that's the most effective way. All these stories in World War II, the Holocaust, so-called, the gas chambers and all that stuff, that was all nonsense. The crematories, that was all nonsense. You can't kill people that way. Here's the way you kill people. You just march them out to the nearest wooded site or forest, and you just mow them down with bullets. Then you take a bulldozer and just bulldoze the bodies. That's what they're going to do. That's the way they would have killed them if they did kill them in Germany. That's the way the Soviet Union killed almost the entire officer corps of Poland after they conquered Poland in World War II. I'm talking about the Soviet Union. They took them in army trucks out to a forested area at Katyn, Poland, and then they mowed them down with guns. All of them had their arms tied, their wrists tied together. They were massacred with guns. That's the way they do it. That's the way they're going to do it in America, too. They're not going to spend the money to feed you at these gulag camps. No sooner will you be there, most of you will just be taken out to the low. I mean, why are these camps not right next to cities? They're out in, you know, wildland areas built here in America. They're going to kill us. There might be a small core that they re-educate, but that takes too much money. They don't want to do that. They're going to kill you. Now, the mainstream media is in the tank for these elite criminals. The mainstream media, even the alternative media and the internet is under attack by government agents and saboteurs. You got to watch who you listen to, folks, nowadays. Did you know that Fox News, everybody says, oh, it's the conservative alternative. It's a wonderful thing. You got Bill O'Reilly and Sean Hannity and Greta Van Susteren. It's a wonderful network for Republicans and conservatives. Guess who they just recently hired? The daughter of Jesse Jackson. Santita Jackson. Santita is now a commentator. And like the other commentators, she's paid anywhere from $500,000 to $3 million to come in an hour or two a week and give her a little liberal opinion. Did you hear what I just said? Fox News has hired Santita Jackson, Jesse Jackson's daughter, to be a commentator. But that's not all. Recently, it was exposed. Even Al Sharpton himself admitted, the Reverend Al Sharpton, he admitted that much of his money and support comes from Rupert Murdoch's Fox News. Huh? Sharpton? The race agitator? The guy that's trying to start a racial war between blacks and whites? The lying monster from New York City? That has a show over at MSNBC, the liberal MSNBC? You mean his group? His organization is being paid money? Given a lot of money? Not a little bit. Then it comes out that he regularly meets
with Bill O'Reilly. They do dinner together. They're good pals. They act like they're enemies. They act like they don't get along. Meaning while they're having steak dinners together, planning out what they're going to do to make it look like they oppose each other. Folks, they own all the opposition. They own left and right, Democrat and Republican, Fox News and CNN. Why did Glenn Beck start at CNN and move over to Fox News, and now he's been given his own network? How did CNN hire him? How did Fox get him? How did he get $26 million a year so he could start his own network? He's owned by them. Romney and Obama are both pawns of the Zionist elitist. Romney works for the Israeli Mossad. I have proven that. You'll have to ask for the audio tape or CD where I have a report on Romney working for the Mossad. He has for a quarter of a century worked for the Israeli Mossad. You thought he was a businessman, had his own business. Oh, no, 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 no. In fact, in my upcoming newsletter, June, you'll see exactly who he works for, Bain & Company. And who is the chairman of Bain & Company? A woman who's one of the top-ranking officers in the Israeli Mossad spy agency, whose motto is, by way of deception, her name is Orit Gadish. She was Mitt Romney's boss for years. And she's still there as chairman. And Obama, Chuck Schumer recently gave a speech, senator from New York, he's Jewish. And he said, folks, you think Obama's against Israel? You're wrong. In fact, how did he get started in politics? How did he become president? Chuck Schumer said two Jewish families in Chicago were his supporters, his sponsors. That's how he became a politician. Two Jewish families, by the way, billionaire families. That's what Chuck Schumer told. Now, where was he at? He was in a synagogue speaking to fellow Jews. But I got a copy of that video, and I'm going to put it on powerofprophecy.com. You'll see Chuck Schumer saying two Jewish families, billionaire families. They put Obama where he's at today. That's what Senator Chuck Schumer says of New York. Now, folks, listen to me very carefully. In times like this, revolutions and wars occur. Historic upheavals take place. America is in grave danger. We're being destabilized. We're being destroyed. And everything is topsy-turvy. Up is down and down is up. The troublemakers have us in their gun sights. Now, folks, here's what I want you to do. First of all, keep your head. Keep calm. Know the truth. Watch things very carefully. Don't be afraid. Don't be fearful. Let Jesus Christ be your guide. Keep the scriptures as your ready companion. Be watchful. Be vigilant. Stay awake. They profit. They feed on your fear. They make headway through chaos. But therein lies an opportunity for us. They can use chaos to destroy, but we can use it to do good. It's not that we want to foment chaos. We don't want chaos. But if they're going to cause it, we're not going to feed it. We're not going to throw fuel to the fire. Don't do what they want you to do. Don't assassinate people. Don't harm people. Don't hate people. Don't hate blacks. Don't hate Jews. Just calmly do your business. Expose the evildoers. Have no part with the works of darkness, the Bible says, but rather reprove them, unmask them, expose them. And remember this, God will tell you who your friends are. Is Tex Mars a saboteur or is he a truthful man? God will tell you. He'll keep you informed. I leave you with this Bible quote from Daniel 12:10, one of my very favorite verses. Everybody has their favorites, of course, but here's one of mine. It says that in the last days, the wicked shall do wickedly. But none of the wicked will understand. But the wise will understand. How do you become wise? Not through your own mind. Not through teaching at three universities and meeting all those people like Tex Mars did. That's not how I became wise. Or textbooks. Or newspapers. I did it by asking God to help me by reading His Word. Until next time, friends, this is Tex Mars. You've been listening to Power of Prophecy. And my prayer is you'll tune in each week during the same time and discover the power of prophecy.